Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Guillermo Estella of AG Group Technology. We were discussing Argentina and his first experience, which is the first time I had heard about the experience in Casa Lee in Argentina and how he, as a young person, which incidentally, one of the things I was giving, I was thinking about the other day, is that in Puerto Rico, there's precious few people, teenagers, who work at businesses and professions. And it's something in the States, at least when I grew up, I don't know if it still happens, it's something that was pretty common. And when I came back to Puerto Rico in the summers and all, I always insisted in getting a job at, it was Caparra Milk Products and in Caparra Dairy. I set up creatively a route to sell ice cream where they sold milk, and I got involved. And it was, and even if, you realize and you really appreciate the $38 a week that you were paid, and you appreciate how people had to work and how hard they had to work for that. So that was a great experience for you, and I think it's something we should have more of in Puerto Rico, you know?
Yes, over there in my time, I remember a lot of my friends and school chums used to work in something, you know, basically always related to the family. Even if the father was an employee from some place, usually take the guy to work with for him for a while. But that brings another issue, you know. Basically, there's a problem over there. Over there, you used to take, well, I don't know right now, but the normal time that you spend at university would take you between 7 and 8 years for a career that should take you 5 years. Why? Because you begin working early on, and while you work, you try to study, and that will just prolong the time that you spend at trying to get your degree or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the other point is, basically, there were no fast foods. So there was no fast foods, or not that the concept of part-time job, or there was not so widespread like it is today. You know, basically, everyone was like a comerciante or just working some kind of profession, and as I tell you, basically being an office boy was kind of a badge of honor, because basically you just, I'm traveling all around the city and going places.
I remember in high school, and I studied Andover, and in college, almost like a badge of honor. One of the things that I recall, and even during the Christmas session, people would come back, and who had the most exotic and exciting job? And it wasn't really working with your family. Mine wouldn't have been considered that exotic. But if you were in a ranch, you know, or you were working as a ski patrol in some kind of a ski resort, and the more exotic and the more honorable or the better people thought of you and that kind of thing.
Yes, but I want to add that over there the problem was more on the side of necessity, rather than for any other reason. Since I lived in Argentina, for instance, in the time that I was not only at school, we always had some kind of tough economic periods of hiperinflaciones and closing of the... There was another problem with the business. You know, we were an import business, and more time than another, they will close importation and will really struggle with only services and stuff. So that's
you wouldn't be able to get products.
Get
right?
products, wow. or get parts. And it was a tough time. And that was one of the points why my grandmother decided not to, you know, because it was, there was a difference. When I came over here, I found that the normal business way of doing things is pretty much predictable. Whereas over there, the government was very dictatorial, which in a sense, you know, the 70s and up to the 80s, it was a dictatorship. You never knew what was going to happen. You know, they devalued the dollar, the peso, and when they devalued the peso, the thing that cost you $1 will, instead of costing you 2 pesos, will cost you, 4 pesos. So it was very difficult to sell, because the prices, you know, and something similar happened when I was working with insurance, and I will tell you later on.
Okay. Well, in terms of, and your brother also worked for the company, because my brother
did work for the company, but he was 2 years younger, and he was like a Benjamin. And my grandmother, for some reason, didn't want him to be very exposed to whatever I was exposed to. But the funny thing is,
she was easier on him.
She was easier on him, but anyhow, you know, he began working when he was, you know, when he was 16 or 17 years. He worked for the company. He did a lot of stuff, and he stayed with my grandmother when I came over here. And but he then was able to go to. He's now living in Brazil, but he was very, you know. He's been an employee most of his career. He's been employed. He's been an employee for most of his career. At what point, you know, he decided to work for a school. He worked for the Lincoln American School in there over there as a librarian, and he just ended up being a mathematics teacher.
Employee. He never got into the entrepreneur.
That's a bug.
Okay, so tell us how your decision from Argentina, you're about 27, 28, 29?
29 years. So
yeah, 29
years.
Your decision to, how do you end up coming back to Puerto Rico, which is where you were born, and which you had lost basically contact with?
It wasn't very straightforward. In a sense, it wasn't a decision that was made, you know, a meditative decision. It was, I was working for as an account executive for a insurance production or insurance producers over there, and at that moment, you remember, it was the change of government from Alfonsi to Menem, and we got a very interesting situation that the values in dollar, there was an inflation in dollars. Property-wise, you know, something that cost you $100,000 today, it's 2 months later, it's valued at $150,000.
Yeah.
So I was basically in property insurance. So all the primas, I don't know how you
premiums. Yeah. Insurance premiums.
Were also in dollars because people wanted to protect their investment, and protecting their investment is rather insured in dollars rather than in pesos for the same reason, you know, devaluing the peso and stuff. But at that point, I believe that the company just, in insurance, if you don't insure the whole amount, that the value of the thing, the insurance is only responsible for the percentage of what you're just insuring at the
right.
point. And the company was trying to increase its revenue, and the customers decided to auto-insure their stuff, or that difference, because they were not able to pay for that difference of premium. So the company took a dip in its revenue, and simply decided, you know, basically, you know, the president called me and told me, listen, Guillermo, you know, this guy, one is, you know, he has five kids. This other guy, we're in the same unit. He's just married, so, and you're the only soltero over here, and the only, you know, I'm sorry, guy. I'm really, and he was telling, you know, I'm really sorry, but I have to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and I was over here, I was on my vacations, and just said, oh, cool. Took like 2 hours to think about it, and began job hunting over here. And
what year was this? This was
1990,
okay. So things were okay, economically things were...
Things were okay over here. There was a bright prospect of... the only thing that came between that time was the first Iraq war against Iraq, the first one.
Kuwait. That was quickly, that was a quickie.
But it was, you know, because I had experience in war. Because I was living in Buenos Aires when Argentina invaded the Falklands, and the British just kicked the butt out of them from the island.
That's still an area of contention, unfortunately.
I just came here. Just in 4 months, I began working for Olivetti as a software support manager, and it was very interesting.
Okay, well, let's take a break. You've arrived in Puerto Rico because of the insurance company having problems with it, given the inflation, and you're not in Puerto Rico. We'll be right back after this break. I'm with Guillermo Estella of AG Technology Group and my son-in-law. We'll be right back.